This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Sean Wade, Director of Communications for Plains Cotton Growers. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If you have a loss on your cotton lint, you've been able to insure that value of the lint and be then paid an insurance indemnity on that loss. But at the same time that you incurred a cotton lint loss, you also lost the potential production of the seed. And with cottonseed prices above $160 a ton currently, certain parts of the country is even as high as $200 a ton. That's a significant level of income from a producer's perspective.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One, he has to be purchasing either a yield or revenue plan of insurance under the combo provisions for 2011, and that policy that they purchase has to be what's called a buy-up policy of insurance. So anything 50% coverage at 100% of the price, for instance, or above, up to 85%, is considered a buy-up policy. Catastrophic coverage, which is 50% coverage at 50% of the announced insurance price, is not eligible for the endorsements. A producer that buys cat insurance would not be able to do the endorsement, but anybody else can.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The computer will really do just about everything for them, since there are no additional records that have to be provided by the grower. Basically, the computer is going to have all the information it needs. It's going to take his lint yield, multiplied by a conversion factor to determine basically his cottonseed production level. And then he would be able to ensure then a portion of that level at whatever coverage level he chooses.